people still persecuted for simply what they believe? Breaking news on the global crisis of people persecuted for their faith, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's one of the things that I take great personal interest in, even if much of the rest of the news media doesn't. I feel like it's something that I have to talk about because no one else is. And to talk about the persecution and the plight of Christians and those that are persecuted for what they believe around the globe is really it's something that impacts a lot of people. In fact, more people than ever before in that category. And yet almost complete silence from the American media community. So glad to do that. Dr. John Eibner is back with me from Christian Solidarity International. They are the ones that we have been having these conversations with. And Dr. Eibner, just this week, in fact, just today, a story by CNN highlighting something that the country of Austria is doing. Talk to us about what they are doing in relationship to Saudi-founded faith centers in Austria.
Yes, well, some years ago, with great fanfare, a interfaith dialogue center was opened in Austria, and it bears the name of the King of Saudi Arabia. Because the King of Saudi Arabia was the main financial benefactor of it. The Austrian state participated, the Vatican, other international actors did too. And it's been running, having nice chats and dialogues. But in the meantime, Christianity in particular, but all non-Sunni Muslim faiths are banned in Saudi Arabia. Christians and others are severely persecuted. There are many Shiite Muslims that are on death row waiting to have their heads chopped off. And virtually no progress is being made. And the Austrian government has decided to pull out of this venture and end their participation.
Well, and what does that effectively do and signify in this current climate?
Well, it sends a message to the Saudis that in the West there's the beginnings of a reaction to their very brutal, actually totalitarian type banning of Christianity and other non-Sunni Islamic faiths. And we hope that that it sets a bushfire in motion and that others will take the follow the example of the Saudis. The big problem here, of course, is that the Saudis are our principal allies in the Middle East and in the Islamic world. And for the Austrians to take this public stand, we hope will be a message that the Saudis will take note of and that other allies will follow suit. It's completely unacceptable to be participants with Saudi Arabia in interfaith dialogues when Christianity, Christian practice, Christian witness is banned, forbidden. People go to jail. People have their heads chopped off for practicing the Christian and other non-Sunni Muslim faiths. So it's time that we stand up to this not only intolerant regime, but it promotes it around the world. It
right.
spends oil money spreading their ideology of hate against Christianity throughout the world, and it's that ideology out of which the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda terrorists emerge.
Hmm. Talk to me a little bit, Dr. Eibner. I've seen in Forbes magazine and a number of other, I think even the Washington Post had a piece in the last couple of weeks. But it seems like on some level there is a radar screen blip that is starting to some journalists have started to take note. And I'm wondering, with someone as yourself who has been asking for more media to pay attention to this and to take note of what's going on around the world, how do you feel about the current efforts of the people telling the story? Are they doing a good job? Is it better late than never? Is it still falling short of what we need to really get the message out? How do you feel about this kind of, mild resurgence back into the mainstream of a discussion about Christian persecution worldwide?
Well, it's great that something is happening in the media. One picks it up here and there. It is a little bit, on the late side, and it is very, very weak. But it's really important that the media covers it just to begin a discussion, an informed, intelligent discussion about the growing persecution of Christians around the world. But what I do sense in the increasing media coverage is that it very much coincides with focusing on our adversaries. So we read more and more about religious persecution in China, and there is religious persecution in China. We read more about religious persecution in Iran. We read next to nothing about religious persecution in Saudi Arabia and in other states which we have strong alliances and partnerships. And we stand for Christian Solidarity International, the persecuted Christians,
right,
wherever they are. That is our agenda, and we have a special responsibility and mandate to speak up for those that the powers of the world will not stand up for.
I couldn't agree with you more, and it's one of the reasons why I have been very humbled to have the opportunity to be associated publicly with CSI this last year and to do what we are trying to do as far as we can in as many ways in which we can to raise that awareness. I even think, you mentioned we don't hear much about stuff that is in countries where we have alliances. And we certainly don't hear anything about it where it's going on, where there's no benefit to the U.S. in places like Sudan and others. If there's of no use to us at all, it's almost like they don't even exist. And that's discouraging. And I have to wonder if that is part of the rationale for why you're hosting the event that you are on July 15th and 16th in the nation's capital. Can you tell me a little bit about your forum that's coming up?
Well, sure. The State Department, Mike Pompeo and Ambassador Brownback are hosting a so-called ministerial level conference on religious freedom, a three-day event in Washington in mid-July. And I think that's great. It contributes to, again, examining this problem. It elevates the issue in Washington and around the world. But we want to make sure that when we are advocating for the persecuted Christians, that we advocate for all of them. We advocate for the forgotten. We advocate for those that somehow don't fit into Washington's political plans. And so we are a non-governmental organization, and we operate like that independently.
Sure.
Regardless of who is in the White House, which personality, which party, there are persecuted Christians around the world, and there are times when our government does a fantastic job of defending their interests, and there are times when it just doesn't, and there's usually a political background to why to why it's addressing seriously certain situations, and why it would really rather not talk about things, why it would rather not feed the press information about religious persecution elsewhere in the world. And it usually has to do with our alliances and not wanting to make allies in whom we feel dependent in some way unhappy.
Yeah. Well, I am hopeful to attend that seminar and forum, and I hope to tell more of the story on radio with what's happening as we hear from the different people involved there. And thank you for the invite to be there. It's July 15th and 16th. I may have more details on that coming out in the days to come. Dr. John Eibner, appreciate your faithfulness and your taking time out from your busyness to talk to us today, and hopefully raise some awareness in people's minds that may not have given thought to it in recent days. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate yours.
Kevin McCullough, we're coming right back.